This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Here we go. Here we go. We're going to rant. We're going to have our final segment, and it's a rant. And I'm going to talk about it right now in plain English. We're going to talk about what happened at the Marlins game. We're going to talk about the good and the bad. First, the good. The positives. The best thing was the boat thing at the beginning of the ceremonies. I also want to make sure that you know that I appreciated the fact that they did not wear the Orioles uniforms the way they did on Sunday. Additionally, Ali, absolutely the greatest. Tribute to our service personnel, fabulous. Skyline of Miami and beautiful sunset and moon rising, beautiful. Blimp flying the American flag, cool. Flyover, amazing. I also love the wide open spaces in the field and how the Marlins speedy team will take advantage of it. And I love the home run thing. Ozzie, Pepsi, you're earning your money, buddy. All the people working at the Marlins, they were happy and positive. They retained many of my old friends and favorites from the event staff. The Marlins ballpark is pure eye candy. It's really cool. After the game outside, the traffic and parking weren't as bad as I feared. It was wonderful camaraderie with the fans. And I left after the top of the eighth and got home in 10 minutes. I feel like I got my money's worth. However, let's talk about some of the negatives. Ali, it was touching, but I met him 20 years ago when he was still in his shuffle and mumble stage. This was unfortunately something that was perhaps the biggest downer of the day. Seeing the great Muhammad Ali like that affected me, and I wouldn't doubt that it affected some of the ball players as well. It certainly affected the people that were sitting around me. The tribute to our troops overseas was also something that was a little bit negative to my friends and I. We felt like the team exploited the family and made us all uncomfortable. Another thing, the horrible placement of the championship banners. How do you place the championship banners where nobody can see them? I will say one thing, that when you open the windows on the other 14 days this year, at least we'll be able to see that no one will ever hit a home run, ever hit a home run out of left field with the open windows. The wind is blowing in from the east all the time. It's never going out there. Now, maybe it'll help something out to right field. Who knows? Another thing, the drunks in the garage. You need real people in the garage, real police. The drunks were aggressive. They were going fast. It was dangerous. Make sure you put real police in that garage. It's more dangerous there than it is on the street. I want to say that the best part of the game was at least the Marlins got a run. And the best part of the day was that the Heat won. And I got one last message. Dolphins, it's time to get into the act and get your act together too. Now, I talked about the fact that the government is turning me purple. The reason the government's turning me purple is because it can't go blue and it can't go red. I got to stay in the middle because none of them are making sense. The only thing that makes sense to me is moderation in the middle and compromise and getting along. You work for the American people. Start doing your job. Juan, how much time do I have left? I have a whole minute. Good. We talked about the good and bad of the Marlins Park. We talked about why Congress is making me purple. Something that really gets me aggravated is you morons that push the up button in the elevator when you really want to go down. Stop it already. You're wasting my time. And while you're at it, you're probably the guy that's taking up two spaces in the parking lot. For crying out loud, be considerate. My goodness. Where's my ending? It's time to wrap up. It's not time to wrap up. Juan's giving me, give me more. You want more, Juan? You're going to get more. Oh, yeah, the concessions. Victor had to remind me about the concessions. You get the glasses for the concessions. The kosher place, you had to wait forever. The guys were going crazy that their bread was stale. I don't care that Passover's tomorrow. You get fresh bread today. That was just pure BS. And the time before, I had the nastiest hot dog I've ever had. Worse than anything I ever had at the Pro. But I'm sure you're just getting your act together. That one was just for Victor Franks because he went absolutely nuts. All right.